And now, from one of America's top four hospitals, it's Talking About Your Health with specialists from Cleveland Clinic. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Epilepsy is one of the most common neurological disorders in our country, affecting approximately 2.5 million Americans of all ages and backgrounds. My guest is Dr. Jorge Gonzalez-Martinez. He's a board-certified neurosurgeon in Cleveland Clinic's Epilepsy Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gonzalez.
Thank you for having me. Epilepsy, as you said, is a disease that affects many millions of Americans, and is pretty much an abnormal discharge of the brain. And when you have an abnormal discharge in the brain, you're going to have symptoms like jerking or some sensation symptoms, convulsions, and things like that. So it's a disease, this abnormality in the brain. It can be focal in one specific area in the brain, or it can be generalized in the entire brain. And depending on what type of, if it's a focal or generalized, there are different treatment options for both.
Is this something typically, Dr. Gonzalez, that you see in childhood, or do adults get it too?
We have in kids and also in adults, although the prevalence in kids is pretty high compared to the adults, but unfortunately it gets in both group ages.
So what are some symptoms that would raise a red flag and send somebody to see you?
Well, in the pediatric population, normally this is detected by the teachers. So if the teacher realized that for a couple seconds there is a loss of attention, the child looks like distracted in an excessive way, this is something that may be a seizure, we call absent seizure. So it looks like the kid is not paying attention anymore to the teacher for a couple seconds, and then it comes back to normal. And this is something that is normally detected by teachers and sometimes by the parents. Other ways or other forms of epilepsy is, as I said, like a motor manifestation, shaking of the hand or a shaking of the leg, or mainly, or sometimes completely shaking of both sides of the body, and with loss of consciousness. This is also something we call convulsions, and this is another manifestation of epilepsy. Epilepsy is a syndrome. That means that you can have several types of manifestations, from a completely subtle things like loss of attention to a very dramatic convulsion. So it can be, it's a spectrum that goes from a simple, very underdetected manifestation to a very clear and complex symptom. So it's definitely, there is a whole range of symptoms that it can be epilepsy.
And how is it diagnosed, Dr. Gonzalez?
The diagnosis is pretty much by history. Talking with a patient, you have the sense that those changes may be seizures, those lackness of attention or the jerkings can be seizures or may be seizures. And this is confirmed by what we call an EEG, electroencephalography, which is a test which is non-invasive, where we put the small electrodes in the skull, and then we record the electrical activity of the brain. And if those are seizures, we're going to see abnormal activity coming from areas in the brain. So that's pretty much the way we diagnose epilepsy.
Once it's diagnosed, Dr. Gonzalez, how is it then treated? What's the first line of defense?
The first line of treatment is medication. And there are several options of medications. Some of medications are used for focal epilepsy. Other medications are more for generalized epilepsy. And in general, around 70% of patients will be under control with medication.
What are the medications intended to do, Dr. Gonzalez? Do they help with the seizures? What do they do?
The medication will tend to normalize the abnormal brain activity. So, as I said, the symptoms are caused by abnormal discharges in the brain, electrical discharges, and that can be caused by several other reasons. But what the medication does, it kind of normalizes the brain activity, the abnormal discharges from the brain cells, also known as neurons. So it normalizes their electrical activity, and with that, it will stop the seizures. And in general, around 70% of patients will be under control with the anti-seizure meds.
When you say under control, that means they can lead a relatively normal life. Can they drive? Can they go about their daily activities?
If they're controlled, yes. In many states in the United States, it requires from 6 months to 1 year to be without seizures. But it can. So if you stay with medication and you can prove that you stay with 6 months or 1 year without without seizures, this allows you to drive in most of the states in the United States.
So tell us about what's on the forefront of epilepsy treatment today and what's on the horizon. What can we look for?
Really, the main the advantages in epilepsy treatment, it comes from those patients who were not candidates or they fail the trials with medication. So 70% of those patients, they will be controlled with meds. However, in 30% of those patients, medication will not help. So surgery may help if we can localize from where the seizures are coming from. And in general, if we know exactly from where the seizures are coming from, you can, with a small resection of this abnormal tissue, you can control the seizures and cure the patients. And in many patients, there is a lesion, there is a small tumor, there is a scar that is causing the seizures, and if you go ahead and do the resection of this abnormal area, they will become seizure-free. However, in some other patients, when we do an imaging studies like an MRI or a CT, it's completely normal. So then becomes a difficult scenario because patients are not responding to medication and the MRI or the CT is completely normal. So really, it's difficult to really localize from where the seizures are coming from. From those patients, you can perform what we call an invasive monitoring phase, where the patients will need to go ahead and go for surgery. And what we do is we implant electrodes inside the brain. We can implant electrodes on the surface or even depth electrodes. In that way, we can record the brain activity and then localize the areas that are causing the seizures and then propose a safer resection.
What's on the horizon for epilepsy treatment? What are some of the new advances that you're looking forward to?
New advantages will be development of new drugs that will be more effective in controlling the seizures, or developing of new diagnostic tools that will see better the brain abnormalities and localize better the areas in the brain that are causing the seizures. In that way, you can propose some new techniques like resection, but also some what we call neuromodulation. You can implant electrodes with pacemakers, and those pacemakers will record the seizures. At the same time, we will discharge an electrical activity that will control the seizures. This is a new technology that was just approved for by the FDA.
So give us then your best advice for people living and managing epilepsy and the treatments and things on the horizon now.
My best advice is to you patients, they need to look for an epileptologist who will be well prepared to make the diagnosis and also propose the best treatment options for that specific disease. And then if it's not controlled by medication, to make sure that we will be considered for surgical candidacy for surgery, and send the patient to an epilepsy center who can perform the surgical procedures that the patient needs.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jorge Martinez. You're listening to Talking About Your Health with Cleveland Clinic. And for more information, you can go to clevelandclinic.org/epilepsycenter. That's clevelandclinic.org/epilepsycenter. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.